The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
We got the full lineup back together. Lots of stuff to get to, so let's jump right in. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master, is back if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. So when you call, text, tweet, carrier pigeon, smoke signals, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? We're going to have a fun show today, Hoffman.
Is my microphone on or my headphones not working?
I think your headphones aren't working.
Yeah, okay, your microphone's on.
It's good. I feel pretty confident about the show today. I didn't feel like I woke up feeling kind of crappy. And
I may not be able to work today crappy?
No, not really to that point. It was mostly like a headache and maybe a little bit hungover. But I had already told myself I'm going to the gym. I'm going to to my jiu-jitsu gym. So I made myself go. And then the class lasted like an hour and a half or 45 minutes. Usually it lasts around an hour, hour 15. So on a day where I already felt really crappy, I did more than I wanted to, and I'm still not feeling totally myself. See, but I'm going to push all that to the side because I owe you and Jong the best me I can be. So that's what I'm going to give you.
Well, we appreciate that. This sounds stupid. I love working out when I'm hungover because the workout's almost over before I realize that I'm done with it. You know what I mean? Because I'm still not 100% mentally there.
That's because your workout doesn't involve people putting their knee
in
your belly.
No, people aren't punching me and stuff. That would be no fun. But for the limited stuff that I do, it works out great. Hey, John, could I ask a favor?
Yes.
This TV in here that has Judge Judy on it, is there any chance we could get that on channel 215 so I can watch hockey instead of Judge Judy? U.S. versus Russia in the semifinals of the World Juniors is tied 3-3 in the third. I know I'm the only person in Houston that cares about this, but
I'm super pumped.
Well,
it's Team USA, right?
It's Team USA.
Shouldn't they blow these guys out?
Now Russia kicks our asses every year. It's hard to watch, but hopefully this is the year. This team they already beat Russia once. So this is what sucks about this tournament. You basically have the play-in round, and right. US was the number one seed, beat Russia, beat Canada, who they never beat, either one of them. They lose this, the best they can do is a bronze medal. That's what sucks. And they had a nice lead, and now all of a sudden it's 3-3.
That's why they shouldn't lose.
Well, I know. That's why I kind of like it. It's one of those, yeah, there we go. He's got it now. And then what's going to suck for me, U.S. is going to lose to Russia. Freaking Canada's going to win this afternoon. I'm never going to hear the end of it at home. Because the other person in my household takes this a hell of a lot more seriously than I do.
She cheers for the U.S. to lose?
No, she cheers for Canada to win. And I never hear the end of it when Canada wins anything.
But, I mean, she's going to talk smack if Russia beats the U.S.?
No, she's going to talk smack. Oh, you guys couldn't even get to the finals, and here we are. So, yeah, she'll talk smack, and I'll have to hear it.
Dude, I got to say, I'd run her ass out of town.
No, she's a good earner. I kind of want to keep her. She contributes to the Team Falcon Financial Fund quite a bit.
All right.
So
I guess you're willing to put up with it.
Absolutely. But I really love this tournament. It's basically like watching a bunch of college age guys, and Last year, Austin Matthews was a big star for the U.S. So that's, if you want to know why I have all these 21-year-olds on my fantasy hockey team, it's because I've been watching this and scouting.
Okay.
Still 3-3. This is going to drive me nuts.
How much time's left?
7:06, and they'll go to overtime, and then they'll go to a...
Do they do a shootout?
I think they do a shootout, yes, which I'm not a fan of.
You weren't here, AJ, but before the show, I think Fred was getting a little mad. I was like, man, what is he mad about? And this is what he was mad about. I guess Russia just scored when that happened?
Yeah, I dropped the bleeping Russians.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad because, like, there's 100 people out there in that area.
Yeah, like, we gotta find a pre-show place. Because while they're all nice kids,
there's too many of them.
There's like 15 people out there, and there was like 2 seconds of silence, like, while I'm kind of going over my stuff.
What's the deal where we have to either have no interns or 1 million interns? Like, we got to find a balance.
Well,
on
right
that.
Now we're kind of transitioning classes, so the ones that
they're teaching them,
yeah, okay, exactly.
So Juggalo Trey is teaching the new guys how to intern?
Yeah, he's actually doing a good job. Other than remembering names and spelling, he's doing a good job on teaching how to podcast and put up cut audio and whatnot.
Yeah, okay. He was telling us he was good at names, but then this kid Jake came in, and he missed his name. He didn't even get one letter right of the name.
I think he called him Ryan or something.
Carl.
Yeah. Well, technically he got one letter right, but still. It was funny at the time. 713-780-3776.
I'm the worst with names. Unless you're a juggalo, I probably won't remember your name.
That's what I was trying to explain to all of them out there is if you want AJ to remember your name as an intern, there's two ways to do it. You have to be a really hot chick, or you have to screw up so badly that you're hazmat.
Yeah.
Or Juggalo Trey. You have a nickname. And
you got to look like a juggalo.
He definitely looks like a juggalo.
So, I didn't look around too much. I don't know how many of those guys look like juggalos, but I didn't notice any that stand out as it.
No, you need somebody with purple hair or something,
yeah.
Spiky hair, some weird tattoos of clowns.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I didn't really see any of that.
No. So. I guess that's not what they're looking for when they go to these like job fairs where we pick out our interns. Is that the
Probably deal? Not, but I do think that Jong should be doing that. I think that's what our job fair should be.
What's that?
Finding guys who look like juggalos.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, just say no. It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we know.
We got one. I don't really think we need any more.
Yeah. Listen.
We don't want to turn this into a juggalo infestation.
Yeah. This isn't a juggalo show.
All no. Right?
We just happen to have one juggalo who works here.
Jung, you scared the hell out of some people yesterday.
Why is that?
Well, you weren't here. And, of course, first day of the year, if you're not here somewhere at a radio station, it probably means you're gone.
Well, so here's what happened. I think the Thursday before, I think, Christmas, I wanted to take that off. But Michael wasn't here, so Tyler was going to fill in for Michael. So I just decided to back end New Year's with that. So
good for you. Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, we went to Fredericksburg with Teresa and her friends, and we just kind of roamed the streets and had a very chill night.
We're on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Fredericksburg's weird, and I like going there.
There's this little store with great kolaches. Oh, my God.
The entire town is closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I mean, there's nothing open on Sundays in that town. It's very strange. You would think, that town only exists because of tourism. You would think, let's be open the weekend days.
Yeah,
the weekdays.
New Year's Eve, I think everything closed at like 10 p.m. and some stores weren't even open. So it was a little rough trying to find dinner, but we found this little nice little jerker point, our burger joint.
A jerker point?
Jerker point. A burger joint.
Okay. No food poisoning?
No, I'm here.
All right, good. You didn't make a proposal over the new year, did you?
No. You would have seen it on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
That would have been a good time to do it, I think. That would have maybe been a surprise.
Maybe.
Because now Valentine's Day is coming up. You can't do it on Valentine's Day.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do it on one of those days anyway.
You're just going to do it on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea. That'll keep her guessing.
In the car with my friends, and they said I couldn't get my text on the show. I could tell them you won. Congratulations.
Damn.
Somebody wants to know why we didn't get and it's a long story from you.
It wasn't that long of a story.
It was
a manageable story. He only says it's a long story when he knows I'm going to be mad about something.
Right.
So,
and he doesn't want...
Yeah, he doesn't want to explain it any further because he's worked with me long enough to know that any explanation is probably not going to be good enough to satisfy me. So he just, he's figured out, he just goes with, it's a long story.
Yeah, if it takes more than like 30 seconds to explain and it's just going to piss you off,
yeah,
I'm just going to say it's a long story.
And maybe I'll, if I still care about it at the end of the show, I'll ask him and he'll tell me. But usually by the time the show ends, I'm either so frustrated that I've just got to get the hell out of here or we fixed the problem.
Or you just forget and don't care anymore.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah. A little ADD going on.
Yeah.
All right, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you want to get in, we'll take some calls next segment. We got a fun show planned for you. We have Beth today, right, John?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I keep thinking it's Monday.
She'll be on at 6:15 for Pillow Talk, and we've got a really cool idea for you guys today with her. So that'll be at 6:15. If you want love advice of any kind, then she's your person.
All right.
Well, we're your people, but
I feel like I do pretty good too at this game.
Yeah, I think as a group we do all right, but you know, for the female perspective. Right. So she's gonna be here at 6:15. We got a really cool giveaway for you guys at her place, which is cool with Valentine's coming up, and just a lot of fun stuff. So go ahead and get lined up. We'll take calls next segment. And you want to ask me what are the odds that...
Don't line up for the pillow talk.
No. That's 6:15. I was very specific about that.
I know, but then you said go ahead and line up.
No, go ahead and line up for next segment. We'll take your calls on
okay.
What are the odds. So...
Let's just keep it straight.
All right. Are you clear on that?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
No pillow talk next segment. Pillow talk at 6:15, so two hours from now. All right. What are the odds that Whitmire's is Houston's first distillery? Houston's best distillery, has all the best products, percent 1,000.
For sure.
Absolutely. And guys, if you haven't been out there to the cocktail bar and lounge that they've redone, it is fantastic. It is just a great place to hang out. Hey, Sam Houston's about to start. That's a terrific place to go get your drink on before you go to the racetrack. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 to 9, Saturdays from noon until 6. You get to try all their products out there. And guess what? You can buy a bottle and take it home with you as well, which is awesome. And you can do their tours on Saturdays. Those tours are great. You get to try all the products when you tour the place. You see how they're made. It's just kind of a fun thing to do with your friends. And how about this? They have private events, great private events. And how about having a distillery for your bachelor party or for a birthday party? Or just say you want to have a company retreat. It's a great way to do it. Bond over some Whitmire's. Visit Whitmire's.com for info on their distillery tours, as well as the accommodations for the private events. And these are Stonians. These are Blitzers. These are veterans. They're great guys that make a fantastic product. Visit them at 16711 Hollister or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, I don't have a live read for this guy today, but I want to do a shout-out to one of our sponsors on the show, Lawyer Dave, LawyerDave.com, who does personal injury. This guy is terrific. He's helping me with a couple things, not personal injury things. And I can't recommend him enough if you need a lawyer for something. Free legal advice, too. Just go to LawyerDave.com. The number's on there. And, I had some stuff I'm having to deal with the buying the place.
Uh-huh.
And he bailed me out of something because he's a freaking barracuda. So, you want that guy on your side, man. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. Disco says, listening for the first time in almost 2 weeks. Thanks for keeping me entertained in this bull bleep traffic. Welcome back, Disco. Good to have you. Let's get some phone calls. Corey, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I was just wondering, what are the odds that the Dallas Cowboys are going to be facing the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
I'll go about 20%.
I'll go a little lower, 15.
Okay.
I think the Patriots, obviously, are pretty heavy favorites. But beating Pittsburgh or Kansas City is not going to be easy. I expect them to, but I'm not going to be shocked if they lose that game. I think Dallas has the tougher path. They're going to have to beat either Green Bay or the Giants, most likely. They haven't beaten the Giants yet this year. Green Bay is playing out of its mind. Getting by that, you're going to probably get Seattle or Atlanta. That's two tough games that they're going to have to win with a rookie quarterback.
The NFC is just tough.
Yeah. So
the AFC, I mean, I'd say New England is better than 50% going to be in the Super Bowl. I think that
You
consider the fact that they've whatever they get in week two is essentially a bye week. It's, so they get two bye weeks in a row. They're going to have one tough game in the AFC playoffs, and it'll be the Pittsburgh-Kansas City winner. And, I mean, so I think they've got a pretty good shot of being there. The NFC, we talked about this yesterday. There's five teams that I could imagine being in the Super Bowl. I would put the Cowboys near the top.
No, I think they're favorites, but they're very slim favorites would be the way I would put it. And I'm not going to be surprised by any one of those five. I just think they have the tougher path. We're on to overtime here, by the way, in this game. So I will either be cussing or happy. But the one thing about the AFC is I think that field is so much easier. The path for the Patriots is much, much better. And, I think that would be the most entertaining Super Bowl. But, man, the Falcons would be fun, the way they score. Seahawks are always a if it's Packers and Patriots again, that would be pretty awesome. It would be very interesting. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys. Hey, I'm from out of town. I moved here. I'm from Chicago originally, came down here for a job. Buddies of mine, we were talking, and we were like, why does everyone hate the Texans so much? Because they have three winning seasons? And it seems like the media and the fans, like, hate the team. And it's like, we were talking, we were like, man, it's like the Bears or, like, the Vikings had success like this. You, like, fans going through the roof. So, like, why? What's with all the anger?
Well, I mean, the anger by Texans fans?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. I think he's talking about us. It's not anger. It's
just being real. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be excited about this team's chances because I don't think they have much of a chance.
And I got to be honest with you. How do you really think Bears fans were happy with that team this year? You don't think they were melting down a little bit? This team, Pro Football Outsiders did their rankings based on yards and all their crap. Had them as the 27th best team. People are frustrated with the fact that they can't get quarterback right, the fact that this offense is just so hard to watch, and it's been 3 years of this, and you're wasting a great defense. It's not about hating the team. It's about being frustrated that they're wasting an opportunity here.
Yeah.
And, I think there's a big difference between being a blind fan who automatically backs everything your team does. Fans in the Midwest don't do all that. Not nearly as much as I think you're intimating. But there's not hatred. I think it's healthy skepticism is what it is. And if you had to watch that offense for 3 years, you're going to be a little frustrated.
Right. It's not an easy team to watch.
And Disco says it's not anger, it's apathy and frustration with eternal mediocrity. Get a lot of odds. The Bengals trade McCarron now that he wants out. Odds Texans chase Garoppolo or Brady after the 20. Brady's not going to be available. I think the reality is if the only option for them, and I don't want to get into talking quarterbacks next year until they're done. The only real option is to add someone through the draft, or you make a trade for A.J. McCarron or Jimmy Garoppolo, who are on very cheap contracts for one more year.
The problem
and you hope
is,
one of those guys works out.
As much as I like those two guys, I think you're looking at a long shot that they're a franchise quarterback type of guy.
Well, and frankly, you had your chance at both of them. You could have drafted Garoppolo in the second round. You could have drafted McCarron instead of Savage. So,
which, by the way, I raised a flag for.
You weren't the only one who was all about that. All right, let's try Troy.
What's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
Sports. Hey, two-part question. What are the odds that Brock goes two in the first half, and what are the odds that O'Brien pulls him after the first? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I don't think that there's another serviceable option.
Savage may or may not be available.
Savage is still in concussion protocol, which leads me to think that he's almost assuredly, by this time of the week, I would say he's almost assuredly going to be out.
Yeah, he came out today. Bill O'Brien said that he's going to be out for the game.
Okay, then yeah. So there, Osweiler can throw four picks, and they're going to ride that ship down to the bottom of the ocean.
He can Hoyer it then.
Yep.
Man, can you imagine the meltdown around here on Monday if they get blown out the way they did last year? It'd be kind of fun.
Against Connor Cook.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I could see it happening. 979 says, we don't hate the Texans. We love them. We hate watching them suck. That's fair.
It is.
I think that's the mindset, man, is that people are tired. They love the team. They want them to do better. See, I think it's good. I think this fan base has high expectations. And they don't want to settle for mediocrity. I think it's a good thing. 713-780-3776. And stop with your Tony Romo stuff, guys. It doesn't work with the salary cap. It's impossible. For some reason, I don't know why that keeps coming up every time it's mentioned. But the reality is there's no way in hell you could do that. Let's try. Let's Trey the Juggalo. Trey the Juggalo was just outside.
You know, isn't he working?
No, he left. Put Trey the Juggalo on.
Hey, guys, I got to come back and get my cup here in a minute. But I wanted to ask you who the best possible candidate is for the Buffalo Bills and their coaching vacancy.
I've been a Kyle Shanahan fan for a while. I've been saying that this is a guy who I'm surprised hasn't gotten a look yet. I feel like throwing him in there with the quarterback situation that they currently have is probably not an ideal place for him to start, and I think that he's going to have multiple offers.
Yeah.
I would guess Buffalo's probably not high on the list. They're not. So you're basically looking at Cardale Jones or EJ Manuel starting for you next year. Neither one of those are really great options, unless they do a trade for a guy like Garoppolo or McCarron.
I expect them to be – well, they're not going to get Garoppolo because he's in division.
All right.
I don't think the Patriots would do that. Unless,
I do. I don't think the Patriots look at the Bills as a threat.
Well, I think if they trade him to him, then they know they're trading you garbage.
Yeah.
So I don't see that happening.
Or you're going to just get fleeced. Like there's going to be a large amount of picks, and I don't know.
Let's DS on Twitter. What are the odds Romeo Crennel gets a shot at head coach and they get a new OC to turn things around? Romeo's not getting another head coaching job.
We've been there. We've seen
it. He's 69 years old.
He's old. Yeah, it's not happening.
Michael, you guys don't think Whedon is a better option than Brock? He can throw a deep ball unlike Brock. Yes, he also turns the ball over an awful lot like Brock, too.
Listen,
so.
The reality, there's no good option.
No.
Tom Savage wasn't a good option to start a playoff game.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
it does not matter.
There is not a good option on this roster. There won't be one on this roster by Sunday. It is what it is. And you know what? The Raiders are in the exact same boat. Those two franchises between them had one viable starting quarterback, and he's got a broken leg. So you've got – you're just putting your junk up against their junk. And
yeah, for the people who think the Texans were better off with Savage, did you watch that Bengals game?
Yeah, I mean
– it's the same thing.
He's the same guy.
It is.
He was a different guy. I mean, he was a different player. He had a different number on his jersey, so there was some reason for hope or excitement. But, I mean, if Tom Savage was – significantly better than Brock Osweiler, they wouldn't have gone out and got Brock Osweiler to begin with, or they would have played him much earlier in the season. I don't think. I mean, Tom Savage has been on. He's been here for a while. There's been a lot of really bad quarterbacks starting in front of him. I don't think it's because you know the coaches don't want him to play. I just think that he's just not.
Well, the reality is. He came in, he played a nice second half against the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Brock Osweiler played a nice second half against the Titans.
It happens.
When Savage had the reins, they put up 12 points and had to get a missed field goal from the other team to win. Their quarterback situation is the same no matter who's there because their offensive system sucks. Their play calling sucks. Their offensive line is a mess. And it doesn't matter who you put back there. They're all the same guy. Brandon Weeden is no different than any of these guys.
He's no different than Osweiler. He's no different than Savage. They've got the same ugly warts. It's just not a good situation.
Well, what is different is getting your car payment reduced.
Yeah.
And
saving money is a good thing.
That's a good thing. And unfortunately, the Texans can't reduce the payment on Brock Osweiler.
They're stuck with that.
But if they got a car loan.
Can't change their interest rate.
If they got a car loan, they can certainly do it. And all they have to do is go to slashmypayments.com. Car dealers are making most of their profit on your loan. They mark up your rate. That's why they come back and tell you, hey, we're going to give you this great deal. Because they're making it back up in the loan. And they'll mark your rate up sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. That's 2 to 3K in interest you're paying on your loan that is pure dealer profit. That should be in your pocket. That shouldn't be in the dealer's pocket. That should be in yours. And if you go to slashmypayments.com, the great team over at Ignition Financial is going to help you do just that.
Yeah, and here's the great thing about it. You can save a bunch of money. You could save hundreds of dollars, in fact, and they've done that for several people. The best part is it's super quick, it's super easy, and it doesn't cost you a single dime, not one thing. They just work with companies who are willing to finance you for, you know, a lower percentage. They're willing to take 3% on a loan that somebody else was getting 9% on, and they're happy with that 3%. That's why you just need to go try them out. Slashmypayments.com. The worst thing that can happen is they say, oh, well, you got a good rate. We can't help you. Slashmypayments.com. Enter the promo code BLITZ at the top of the application. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Got some good giveaways for you. Get some UFC tickets we're going to give away at some point in the next hour. And also have more tickets for the 12 Years Driven Broken Valor show at the Scout Bar that we're going to give away.
You going to that?
I'm going to try. I've got some other stuff going on that night, unfortunately, that I'm trying to get out of. But if I can get out of it, I'm going. That's two of my favorite local bands there. And let's take some more phone calls. Let's try Finn. Finn, you're on the Blitz.
Sports to you, man.
Sports. Question for you. You guys were ripping on the system for the Texans, but it seemed to work pretty well under Tom Brady there in New England.
The system. Bill O'Brien's system?
Bill O'Brien's system is not Bill Belichick's system.
Do you really think Tom Brady was successful because of Bill O'Brien?
I think he's part of it. I think he brought it with him.
Well, how come Bill O'Brien has had no success with any other quarterbacks?
Because his quarterbacks suck.
So
Hoyer was still bad in New England, even though he was in New England's system.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying.
Work under Bill O'Brien.
So basically we've seen several offensive coordinators work with Tom Brady. It doesn't take a genius to make Tom Brady do well. I mean, he's probably the greatest quarterback who's ever played. So if you can coach the greatest quarterback ever and no one else, you're not that good of a coach.
Still think that if they go all in on Garoppolo and bring him in, he already knows the system. Yeah, he'll have played under Bill O'Brien.
So did Ryan Mallett. How'd that work out?
Remember,
so did Brian Hoyer. How'd that work out? Yeah,
everyone's convinced because Jimmy Garoppolo. You know why? Because he's the next Ryan Mallett. We just haven't seen the flaws on him yet.
All those guys. Well,
and here's the thing. Let's say Jimmy Garoppolo has been the backup in Detroit for the last 3 years. Do you think he'd be a hot market item? No. It's because he's played in New England. He's played on the best team. So everybody's like, oh, guy must be pretty good if they want him around. Guess what? When his contract ends, You think New England's going to offer him an extension? No?
Well, only if Brady's going to be 40 when his contract's
up. They'll draft the next Jimmy Garoppolo.
If Brady's going to stick around, yeah. I don't know how much longer Brady's going to play. You never know when that's – now, he's been so fantastic this year. But you never know when it all – for these guys at that age, we see it quarterbacks all the time. We saw it with Manning. It was all of a sudden. It just, boom, done.
Yeah.
And he scraped through and played another, played a full season that way and got a Super Bowl out of it. But he also knew it was time to quit.
I'm so done with people defending Bill O'Brien as some sort of coaching genius.
Yeah, and the whole thing about him being a quarterback guru, the Washington Post wrote a really good story about it's time to quit calling him that. The Texans offense, the passing game specifically, has declined each of his 3 years here. They were 18th in the league, 23rd in the league, and now 31st in the league in 3 years. Here's the other thing that here's your passer ratings from 2014 to 2016. There are only four teams in the NFL that over the O'Brien stretch have had a lower passer rating from their quarterbacks. The Texans are at 82.1. Average is roughly 90. So that's below average. I bet you can guess the four teams.
That are worse?
That are worse. I know you can guess three of them.
I guess Cleveland's one.
Cleveland is third on the list at 77.9, which isn't that much lower than the Texans.
The last 4 years?
Last three. 2014, 15, and 16 under O'Brien.
Okay. I would guess Chicago's pretty high.
Chicago is not on the list.
San Francisco?
Nope. Actually, those guys had pretty decent ratings this year if you go back and look at it.
What about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville is fourth on the list at 79.6.
Okay.
So that's the one I didn't think you would get. The other two were pretty...
They should be gimmies?
Yeah. Hmm. One and two.
Hmm. Interesting question.
Let's put it this way. Those teams also have guys that started for the Texans under O'Brien.
Oh.
Oh, God. New York?
The Jets and the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rams are the worst at 77.4. Jets, 77.8. Browns, 77.9. Jags 79.6, Texans 82.1. Well, and as much as we like to blame the offensive line, they do say after adjusting for down distance and opponent, they've allowed a 5.2% sack rate, which is 11th lowest in the NFL this season.
Okay.
So the thing is, this guy's reputation was based on 1 year with Tom Brady, basically. And offensively, he hasn't done anything yet.
I think his problem is he thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
That's without question.
Yeah, and when he moved Ryan Fitzpatrick, he thought he was making a genius move, and it turned out that Ryan Fitzpatrick is better than anything he had over here.
Yeah, I mean, that's his choice. I don't know what would solve this. I'll tell you what I would do. I'm not getting rid of the guy. But I am making him – I'm going to go and do the same thing McNair did to Kubiak when he made him hire Wade Phillips. It's like George Gotze has to go, or you can demote him back to quarterback coach. I don't care. But I need you to bring in a real offensive coordinator who's been a head coach somewhere and who had success as an offensive coordinator that's going to revamp this offense. And, oh, by the way, yeah, I'm going to go out because this didn't work. I am going to go try to trade for Garoppolo or McCarron or Brett Hundley or somebody like that, and bring another guy into this mix and give it a shot. Because at some point, you got to get it right. And maybe you get lucky. That's what I'm doing if I own the team. I'm going to O'Brien, and if he says, well, I'm not firing the guy, then it's adios. See you. Thanks for playing. I'll go find somebody who will actually do what they need to do to improve this team.
Yeah.
And, maybe Brock Osweiler turns into Joe Flacco for a playoff run and has the run of his life.
Could happen.
What are the odds of that? it's not zero. You can't say zero.
No, I won't say zero. I'll say 0.5%.
0.05%.
No, I'm going to go 0.5.
Oh, wow. Half a percent. Okay. Yeah. Half a percent. All right. I like it.
I'm not as cold-blooded as you.
Jason.
Hold on. Frobia says, fire O'Brien, hire Chris Peterson from Washington, trade for Garoppolo, my strategy. I think Chris Peterson probably happier at the job he has right now. I mean, Chris Peterson's not they're not asking him to leave anytime soon. The pressure that exists at Washington is nowhere near what it is on any NFL team.
If you're going college, I'm making the call to Harbaugh, like I always do, and then David Shaw.
I think the reality is some of these jobs now in college football are better than NFL jobs. Like, that's why I don't think Harbaugh's taking that call. I think the job at Michigan is better than any NFL job you can give him.
Probably. I mean, it just depends on what the guy wants. If he wants to go back to the NFL, then you're all good. Now let's try Jason.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I know, Fred, you talked about the Washington Post article. I saw the same thing, and, you know, I wanted to talk more about Bill O'Brien. You know, he's got that Napoleonic smartest guy in the room syndrome, but the one place I haven't seen any improvement at all is the O-line, and I think that's the biggest deficiency. Like, any quarterback you bring in, I think it's going to suffer because not just the play calling, but he doesn't set the team up, especially on the O-line, to perform well under the pressure. Defenses key up on the run on first and second down, and then they know they have to pass, and they just eat the quarterbacks alive. Like, no matter who you bring in, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady is going to suffer here because there's just no protection. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, while I agree the offensive line needs work, Aaron Rodgers would this team would be a Super Bowl team if Aaron Rodgers were here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, the Colts have a worse offensive line than the Texans, and Andrew Luck has outperformed anybody here. You can have success behind a really crappy offensive line. It's difficult, obviously, but it can be done. You can't overcome a bad quarterback and a bad offensive line. And I mean, realistically, it goes back to, they've not invested in anyone that wasn't a career backup. And really, you got to go back before Matt Shaw, because that's exactly what they did with him. They invested in a career backup.
Since David Carr, when they used the number one pick.
Yeah, since 2006, your strategy has been take somebody else's backup quarterback and hope that he's a starter. And I would say right now they're probably about, because I'll call Matt Schaub a success story.
Yeah.
But then going Fitzpatrick, Mallett, Whedon, Hoyer, Osweiler, you're 1-for-6 on investing in those quarterbacks, and you're 0-for-your-last-5. I don't think Garoppolo or A.J. McCarron throwing a bunch at those guys is your answer.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer. John, what kind of barbecue?
Succulent.
And smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. Guys, $125. This is a great freaking deal, and they're going to run out soon. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And USA, USA in the shootout.
Take that, Putin.
Yeah, suck it, Russia. Little 19-year-old Russians.
Yeah, hope you all go cry.
Yeah. Well, this is good because that means U.S. is in the gold medal game now.
That means your wife can't talk that smack, right?
Not well, in the flip side of what we were talking about, if Canada doesn't make it,
I'll get
to talk a little smack. But actually, I hope it's U.S. Canada, because it's always more fun to beat her, heads up like that. 713-780-ESPN. 713. God, some of the things you guys come up with might have been talked about, but with Clowney's recent success, is JJ on the block?
No.
Get out of here.
No, I think that just like from the beginning, they thought, imagine if Clowney and JJ are on the same front seven. Imagine what we could do. And I think they're still interested in seeing both those guys playing at a high level together.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you build things. Peter asking why would Harbaugh go to the Texans with Brock and Savage as quarterbacks. You know what? He didn't have much in San Francisco, and he did pretty well with it. One with Colin Kaepernick. But I don't think he's leaving Michigan. But I make that call. Wouldn't you? If you're going to hire a college coach, that's your guy. And now David Shaw is another one that I'd look at.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in anybody. Like, I think, I mean, obviously, if Harbaugh was willing to come, I think that'd be great. I just don't think he is.
Yeah, well, and again, guys, let's let him play a playoff game and get beat before we start replacing the coach. Can we do that? It's idle speculation.
Yeah.
They somehow win this game. Well, I think they'll win this game, but if they win that, well, I'm not even going to look at the Patriots game yet because the Patriots would have to play their worst game of the season and the Texans would have to play their best game of the last 2 years for it to be close. And that doesn't even guarantee anything. Is that Brian? Let's try Brian. I don't know, what are the odds of Wednesday?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sports, Brian.
Hey, first off, Fred, I just want to say thank you for posting all my articles to your site.
Oh, sure.
And I read your daily update today, and you talked about Bill O'Brien and the beef with the GM. And you talked about sometimes it causes both the GM and the coach to kind of leave. So I wanted to ask, what are the odds for all three, whether Bill O'Brien leaves, the GM leaves, or both leave?
I get the feeling that if they're really coming to a power struggle, Rick Smith seems to be untouchable. But if McNair loves him some O'Brien, which I don't know why he would, then I would say, I don't know, who do you think wins it if it comes down to him or me? It's probably going to be Smith, isn't it?
I think so.
Which I don't know is the right call. I don't know that, but I don't know that either one of these guys is a huge loss in either regard. But it's real easy. You just look at San Francisco. Apparently those two guys had a huge disconnect to the point where Chip Kelly's going around flamethrowing everything about Trent Baalke. Guess what? They're both gone.
Yeah.
And that it's, and everybody thought that was going on in Indianapolis. And the next thing you know, they keep both guys.
Yeah.
Now I think in Indy, if it were up to me, Ryan Grigson would be out of a job.
I'm with you. You're going to say you like Pagano.
I don't think Pagano is a bad coach. I do not. I don't know that he's a great coach, but he's good enough, and they just don't have any talent. That, who is that on?
I mean, that's on the GM. I mean, I don't know that I think Pagano is a good coach either. I think that they could probably do with a clean slate altogether, but if you had to get rid of just one of them, it's Grigson.
Yeah, although I think when I look at a guy like Pagano, and Paul says it was a hell of a shootout. Yeah, I fortunately we were on break, so I got to watch the last part of it without yelling into the microphone. I get into this stuff, man. It's fun. I think Pagano, if you go back to last year, that team was 8-8 with the same no talent and a backup quarterbacks. And just like the Texans, they were playing a third quarterback. I think it's a pretty good coaching job. We get caught up in, well, he didn't have a winning season. But if you look at what they were having to trot out there with Andrew Luck hurt all year, and even when he was in, he was not Andrew Luck. To go 8-8 with that team is impressive as hell.
Yeah.
Now, this year, I don't think it's quite the same. And I think this is where you can look at his record and say, wait a minute. But I honestly just think it's a matter of talent acquisition there. Pagano's not a good coach, but he's not horrible. And he can win with that team, but they need more talent. But, again, we see this all the time with general managers and coaches. Well, Baalke chased Harbaugh away, basically. And that's what started it. So he got Jim Tomsula first.
Yeah,
that didn't work out.
That's a clear spot where they the management there, the ownership there, made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
If you had to get rid of one of those guys, it would have been nice to have Harbaugh and have Jim Baalke gone.
But a lot of times, whoever wins that battle, they're usually gone the next year.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Jim Harbaugh is clearly the guy that...
Yeah. And I thought that at the time. If I'm the 49...
Trent, but...
Trent Baalke, did you say?
I think I comboed their names, so... Oh. Before I get tweets about it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It happens, but feel free to correct us when we say stupid stuff like that. We do it all the time. All right. Tell the people... if you're kind of... some of you might be looking for a job right now.
Yeah.
And maybe things didn't work out with the last one. Where would you send them?
I would send them to mycomputercareer.edu because it's a new year and everybody's looking for more money. They're looking for a better life in 2017. And if you're feeling stuck, a place to check out My Computer Career. It's an IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even if you have no experience. You attend classes on campus here in Houston or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they're going to help you get hired in advance with lifetime career services. Now, if you're thinking, are they for real? Consider this. In 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. That's real. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation, and you're on your way to making more money. By the way, financial aid's available for those who qualify, including my fellow vets with the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon, so make new year, new career your resolution, and take that free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu.
There's something inside me that pulls beneath the surface.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.